2EC Mornings with James, and there's been some really sad news out of Mogo Wildlife Park, and joining us now to tell us about it is zookeeper Chad. Morning, Chad.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks, mate. How are you going? The last time we spoke was after you had some exciting news about Binti the giraffe welcoming a baby giraffe there at Mogo, but you've had some really sad news at Mogo.
Yeah, well, this one's almost cruel. So our beautiful lioness, Zuri, who, you know, herself was born here at Mogo, was pregnant and progressing perfectly. I'd even managed to do some ultrasounds on her to sort of see how the cubs were developing. And, yeah, there were some really severe complications during birth. She gave birth to two beautiful cubs, and then a third one was born breached and already deceased. And then she had basically an impossible task in front of her with the fourth. It was just too big and we had to intervene and do an emergency cesarean section.
Oh, that's so sad. And Chad, was this the first time that Zuri has given birth?
Yeah, it was. It was her first pregnancy. So it was her sister that had her first cub this time last year, which was Phoenix, who arrived just before Christmas last year. And yeah, this was Zuri's first pregnancy. So incredibly tough to take. You know, you're on that absolute high of, you know, the birth's happening. She did so well. She, you know, was then suckling the cubs, just being a perfect mother. And then, you know, unbeknownst to us, there was just complications happening inside her. And she showed no signs whatsoever.
Chad, how close were you with Zuri and how long has she been at Mogo Wildlife Park?
Yeah, really close. I adore her. She was just such a beautiful lioness and just a great, yeah, ambassador for her species. Yeah, she was born here with her sister. They were both seven, so absolute fixtures here at the park. And it's just devastating. You know, it's hard to comprehend. It's just cruel when it happens like this.
It is. And we're feeling for you and the whole team there at Mogo Wildlife Park. How are the cubs doing?
They're really good. So I've now sort of had to step in and become their makeshift mum. And, you know, I'm doing my darndest to try to live up to what Zuri would have, but no one could ever replace her. But no, they're doing really well. They're putting on weight. They're feeding really well, toileting great. Eyes are just starting to open, so it's certainly going really well for them. But, yeah, you've got to look for silver linings, don't you? So that's certainly our one in the story.
Yeah, definitely. Chad, thanks so much for joining us. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just we appreciate everyone's outpouring of support for us. I know that so many people loved and enjoy coming to see the lion pride here, and it's a shame that at the moment it's one less, but we really appreciate everyone's support. It's very heartfelt. I love it.
Chad, we feel for you guys, and so sorry for your loss, and thanks for giving us an update, and we wish those cubs all the best.
Yeah, I appreciate that, mate. I'll keep you informed how they're going.
Thanks, Chad. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, mate.
Doesn't that just break your heart? Zookeeper Chad joining us there, talking about the loss of Zuri the lion at Mogo Wildlife Park, who birthed four cubs, but unfortunately only two survived, and Zuri did not survive as well. And Chad has had to step in to try and fill that void left by Zuri and be a mother to those cubs. 2EC.